Isaiah chapter 53, commonly called the Gospel of Isaiah. This chapter explicitly declares and describes the suffering and sacrifice of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah, written approximately 750 BC, saw in the Spirit the suffering of the Messiah, and in this particular chapter, dozens of scriptures have been fulfilled pertaining to the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53 was interpreted by Philip to lead the Ethiopian eunuch to salvation in Acts chapter 8. Isaiah 53, verse 1, speaks of an individual's faith to receive the message of the coming Messiah. Verse 2 and verse 3 speak of his humanity, how he came in the flesh as Emmanuel, God with us, to die for the sins of the world, fulfilling Psalm 40 and Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5, where the Messiah declares, "Make me a body, and I will go and sacrifice myself for the sins of the world." Verses 4 and 5 speak of his suffering for our sins and his healing power, as quoted in 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 6 speaks of our sins and specifically our need for salvation, as spoken in Romans chapter 3, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that there is none righteous, no, not one. Verse 6, speaking also of his innocence as he died for our sins. Verse 7 speaks of his voluntary ministry, how he laid down his life for us, as spoken in John chapter 10, verse 11, where Jesus declared, "I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Verse 8 speaks of his resurrection from the grave, as quoted in Psalm 16, verse 10. Verse 9 speaks of him dying between two thieves, as declared in Luke chapter 23, verses 39 through 43, and being laid in the grave of the rich in Matthew chapter 27, verses 57 through 61, the grave of Joseph of Arimathea. Verse 10 speaks of God's attitude toward the sacrifice of the Messiah, how God is pleased that there is an atonement for the sins of mankind, as spoken in John chapter 3, verse 16. Verse 11 speaks of his suffering and having knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, which by faith brings in salvation. Verse 12 speaks of him dying for our sins and his rulership for all time. Isaiah 53 is the Gospel of Isaiah. Speaks specifically to the Lord Jesus Christ, his ministry, his suffering, his crucifixion, and his resurrection, as spoken in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse number 7. In the volume of the book, it is written of me.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.